in this area. It's really, really bad area. I have friends with small children. I'll tell you exactly now. There's a local sliding area. They had their small children out sliding. When they looked at the bottom of the hill, there were dirty syringes and needles in the children's sliding area. The high school in here in this town is really bad. The drug dealers go in there and wait for the kids to come out on recess and lunch, and they can buy whatever drug they want, between the pills and the coke and anything and everything, anything they can get their hands on.
Why is there so much of it in this area?
I blame a lot of it on there's nothing else for the kids to do. Really, there's nowhere for them to go. There's nowhere for them to turn to activities and whatnot. Most of it's boredom. They get in the wrong situation. My son was 14. He was at a house party he should not have been at. The police informed me that he thought he was smoking just marijuana. And in the process, the marijuana was laced with coke. So he got a lick of the chemical, and it was a downward spiral after that. The police told me they're called Mr. Freezies. I had to go home and ask some friends. I wasn't up on the world of drugs at all. I was very ignorant to it. And I had to actually get people to explain to me what a Mr. Freezy was. It's a joint of marijuana laced with cocaine. And that was my son's first lick of chemical. He was 14. He eventually moved up into pills, Percocet, oxycodone, coke, amitriptyline, Ativan, anything that he could crush and sniff went up his nose.
But why is there so much readily available? I mean, it's such a quiet area. I wouldn't imagine. I find it hard to believe that so much is at their fingertips.
People think because this is a smaller community that, you know, it's got to be harder to get it, but it's not. We actually had to put in a very high-tech security system. We bought a house last year, and we just had to put one in. We have 3 drug dealers on our road. Me being the parent that I am, I'm after kicking in a few drug dealers' doors, and that's no joke, and dragged my teenager out of their homes and threatened them that if they ever sold to my kid again that I'd be back and I'd make a holy show of it. And I do. And my brother, who's a younger brother but much bigger than me, said to me, you know, it's a dangerous game you're playing. You're going to kick in the wrong door one of these days. The way I see it is you're selling drugs to my underage child. I'm coming to your door. And that's all. I don't care what the repercussions are. My son, you know, was underage, so therefore, you know, he wasn't making big money to be able to support his habit. So he turned the other way and did the criminal activity that comes with it, the break and enters, the B&Es, the thefts, the stealing from the stores. In 4 years, my son racked up 18 criminal convictions, 2 federal and 16 provincial, to support his habit. Drug addiction doesn't choose because of, oh, well, this person has more money, so I can make more money here. Once you're hooked, you're hooked. And you're going to do whatever it takes to support that habit.
What's it like as a mother to be watching that happen?
It's horrible. I mean, as a mom, as a parent in general, you want to protect your children from anything that could possibly harm them. The sad reality of it is you didn't cause it and you can't cure it. And to get to that place where you can understand that just no matter how much you cry, no matter how much you yell, no matter how much you scream, beg, and plead, it's not going to change it. They can only change it. You can't force them to change it. It tears families apart. You know, dads wanted to be the strong arm and say, you know, mom wants to coddle them and protect them, and families fight, the husband and wife fight because they don't see it the same way, and you know, because you make excuses, you enable, and you don't even realize you do it, and all parents do. And even though some have walked in this room and they're not ready, to understand that we've had members walk in and sit down a couple meetings and we've never seen them again, And it's due to the fact that they were expecting the same thing I was expecting when I walked in the door, and that was someone's going to tell me how to fix my kid, and it's not the kid that needs it. We grow here, and this is a safe place to talk, and there's no judgment. No matter what your circumstances are, what, how much money you have in your pocket, what job you have, it doesn't matter in this room at all. What matters is you being able to sit down and talk with people who know exactly where you're to and know exactly what you're going through. And we feed off each other.